Simon, always great to have a chat to you. Tell us what's occurred out at Flemington. There's been a bit of a scare regarding your stable.
Yeah, obviously not ideal. It's one of our track riders went to the gym on Tuesday, and the gym that he visited, one of the members had tested positive, so he's had to have the COVID test, obviously, and he's come back negative, but obviously with this new strain, there's more than just one test. So it sort of complicates a few things on whether we can continue to work our horse for the next sort of 6 days. So a few things still in the air, trying to work through the Racing Victoria what we can do. We're just heading out now to work our horses for the next 2 days. I've got permission to do them. Obviously, they're running Friday and Saturday. But then we've got 75 horses here that need to be worked within for the next 6 days. So few more things to work through. Obviously, different times and things change a lot. So, OH&S issues and animal welfare issues to get the horses worked and things like that. So, it's a tough time to be running a business and trying to keep everything going.
Absolutely. When did your stable rider and yourself first become aware of this?
Well, the Victorian government contacted him yesterday morning. He only got a test, and he lives with one of our other track riders, so she's had to have the test as well. So I got two track riders, obviously. They had a bit of a scare. The test come back negative at 9:30 last night, but as I said, with the new strain, it's not as simple as continue to work. It's obviously a Delta strain that can be sort of dormant for 6 days. So this is the issue that we're sort of it's being raised at the moment. So, fun times, isn't it? You just, just trying to, obviously run a business, get your horses fit. You got down and got 15 jump outs tomorrow, trying to work out whether we can have those jump outs and so forth. So there's a lot to go through throughout the day today.
So at this stage, you're going to be waiting on advice from the Department of Health as to whether your stable can actually go back to normal functioning, or if it's just those stable hands that need to be to be isolated. Is there a concern that you may not be able to work as per normal for the entire week?
Well, that's obviously what we're trying to work through with Racing Victoria, with the two riders. So they've had to isolate for 14 days, so they won't be able to come back to work for 14 days. So sort of, and then and the complicated thing, two track riders are going on holidays today. So there's four down. There's already one in isolation. So that's five down. So, you're five track riders down, because you're trying to run a business, give them holidays, and then these things sort of pop up. So, it's not ideal times at the moment. Things are just changing every minute of the day. So, just trying to sort of just get your horses worked with, obviously, staff issues as it is. The alarm goes off the tree, you don't know what's going to pop up, that's for sure.
So is there any concern about yourself or other stable workers who have been maybe in close contact with those track work riders?
Well, not at this stage. No alarm bells there at this stage. So, all our staff are nulled outside the Flemington stables at this stage, and they'll head straight home and then just come back to work this afternoon. And then hopefully we can sort of work through with Racing Victoria, today. In their situation, things are moving and changing as much as they're putting things in place, then the goalposts change again for them. So it's not an easy time for everybody, and just got to sort of work your way through it, and hopefully we can get out, work out some sort of plan to get our horses work tomorrow and jump out and things like that, and try and continue to operate. That's probably the key for, our horses, our owners and staff.
We're about to have a chat to Jamie Steer, who might be able to shed some more clarity on that. But the situation at the moment, are you able to work your horses?
We've only worked the runners for tomorrow at Geelong and our runners at Flemington and obviously in the bush Saturday. So they're the only horses So Flemmy's in close at 8 at the moment, just due to the new track getting put in, and so we're allowed to use just a smaller track here just for our 9 runners over the next 2 days. So they're the only ones at this stage are allowed to work. All the horses just sort of been on the walker and put away, and then hopefully, you know, if we're not allowed to work them for 6 days, then we've got probably a major problem. But I'm sure Racing Victoria and powers to be will work our way through it and hopefully get them back on the track tomorrow at some stage.
Has there been any discussion about whether your horses will be actually able to race tomorrow at Geelong and Saturday at Flemington?
Well, Geelong one's still a question mark at this stage, so we've got to obviously get, they're going to probably obviously get some sort of permission to because I think the track rider involved needs to have a test tomorrow morning at 7. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's got to come back negative, and then we might be able to run our horses at Geelong. So at this stage, those runners are still a bit up in the air at this stage. So, yeah, so things are obviously going to sort of change and go all over the place. So, yeah, we'll just get the advice from Racing Victoria and hopefully, you know, things can turn around quick.
And those track work riders, do they work solely for you?
One's a full-time worker, a track rider, one's just a contractor, so they're just sort of with us. They're locked in for 14 days. That'd be nice and warm where they are at the moment, that's for sure. It's, so we can just try and work our way through it.
Well, we wish you the best. We're going to have a chat to Jamie Steer in a moment. If we do get to see your horses, hopefully at headquarters, especially on Saturday, you got some nice chances there. Dirty Thoughts, looking forward to seeing Dirty Thoughts resume. Fit and forward enough to win first up?
Yeah, whether she's forward enough is probably the question mark. She had a long time off, just immaturity issues, but she's her jump outs have been sharp. Really sort of hit the line well and had good blows in both jump outs. So she looks really excited. She's going to get her right condition. She loves it wet. We've had a bit of rain here overnight, so she'll get that, and she looks like, you know, that she looks quite placed at it.
And what about Island Joy first up as well?
She might just need the hit out we found last time in the sort of once we sort of stretched her out, she was probably a bit better. Still looks a bit wintry, and still probably might just need that run to just sort of clean her up a bit, and I think once we sort of second up and beyond, she might be a bit better.
Gee, Divine Deosa was a great run last start. Just found one that had a saloon passage through the field. Trained on well?
Yeah, look, she's awesome. She's, we sort of contemplated putting her out, and then she just pulled up that well. We sort of sent her around again, and look, she drops, I think, 3 kilos, drawn nicely, got the wet condition, she's fit. Not an easy race. She's, this wouldn't look out of sorts on a Saturday over the carnival, this race. It looks a very, very strong race, but she looks well weighted, and she's quite fit, and obviously likes the 14 and looks to be good speed, which she needs. So there's a lot of things in her favour, and they'll know she's there Saturday.
And you've got your 2-year-old Kavir in the Biley, which is stepping up to the 1800. You're confident that'll suit her?
Yeah, definitely. I just think the further we stretch this filly out, the better. And I know she went back to 14 the other day, but they'll know she's there. I think she's a pretty good filly, this. But just looking for a bit more ground. She's still a bit green and looks an even sort of race. So she could be one to, nice little each way chance.
Oh, she's $26, Simon. So you need a change of luck?
Yes, we do. So hopefully I might have to go to church or something today. And the roof might cave in if I walk in.
Fingers crossed, mate. Thoughts are with your stable hands at the moment. And hopefully we'll get some good news today.
All right, thanks, Michael.